The Way of the Cross is a five-part series on the biblical Stations of the Cross from the Church of England.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
In part four, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby and Archdeacon of Canterbury Joe Kelly Moore consider the ninth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem, as described in the Gospel according to Luke. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
May I start with something slightly provocative, Jo?
Please do.
One of the things I've been learning recently from something I've been reading is when we consider a scene, and of course this is not a biblical scene, it's from the early legends, but it makes sense. There's a biblical allusion to him speaking to women, and this station takes hold of it. But in it, all we know is they're weeping. And I've been learning about the importance of the silence in a narrative. We know that the women met Jesus, but they say nothing. I wonder what you make of that.
At a first glance, what I find in it is the power of the encounter. It almost goes beyond words. I think we know the whole story, and we know a lot about Jesus' encounter with women, and sometimes we know the conversations and sometimes we don't. But what we do know is that women had no currency in Jesus' day.
Exactly.
They could not be witnesses in court. They couldn't be a witness to anything. And yet in the stations and as the story unfolds, they are witnesses to this truth in a very front and centre way in this upside down kingdom.
Isn't that so powerful? And Luke brings them in.
And it's about women and about all those at the edge, we know. This is more than just the women. But in this instance, the power almost speaks more loudly because there are no words.
I think that is absolutely right. In the story, of course, there's a prophecy by Jesus in Luke, but in the station it's just encounter. It's compassion. And there's that sense of what was unusual at the time, what was not known, and in many parts of the world is not known today. Women have the same dignity as the men. The men have fled. He doesn't meet the women and men of Jerusalem, he meets the women.
And tears are a response to something. And because we know the context they're shed in, it's a glimpse of understanding, I think.
Which again is unusual compared to the disciples.
Absolutely. And the women are with him throughout. And there's a dignity in this station because of that, I think. That this recording of an encounter, to be worthy to be recorded, it's significant. And women feature strong in the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
And they do in the narrative, and they haven't been spoken up so much, I think it's true to say.
I think it's something that recalls to us that the whole of humanity is caught up in this story. And historically, it's been too easy just to look at the men. And here we have seen the women.
And I think too, in this station, it goes beyond you and me, male and female. It's about us all being drawn to silence and watching and looking and weeping.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, the women of Jerusalem wept for you. Move us to tears at the plight of the broken in our world. You embrace the pain of Jerusalem, the city of peace. Bless Jerusalem this day and lead it to the path of profound peace. To you, Jesus, the King of peace, who wept for the city of peace, be honour and glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.